The Gettysburg Battlefield is one of the most popular tourist destinations in Pennsylvania, and visitors may soon have the chance to experience the historic grounds in a whole new way by being able to spend the night smack dab in the middle of the three-day fight between U.S. and Confederate troops. After walking through a gate, National Park Service spokesman Jason Martz pauses in front of a two-story stone house that's surrounded by a white picket fence.
And the Confederate attacks on the early afternoon of July 2nd took place. They would have basically been coming, for all intents and purposes, sort of straight at us. And the Union position would have been just over here. You can see this twisty road going over here towards the trees. Just on the other side of that bunch of trees, that little grove, is the wheat field.
As the wind whips around, he points to areas of the Gettysburg National Military Park that are etched in the history books.
So the peach orchard is kind of up over and behind us, but Wheatfield is right here through those trees. And then Devil's Den and Little Round Top would be off kind of center left. That's what you have as far as a panoramic view from the porch here at the Rose Farm.
All around the Rose House, known at one time as America's bloodiest farm, are places where the nation's future could have tipped away from the United States. In just 3 hours on the afternoon of July 2nd, 1863, as many as 20,000 soldiers from the North and South scratched and clawed for every inch of the surrounding fields, woods, and ridges.
There were accounts of soldiers who were kind of the last ones to go in at the wheat field, and by the time they got there, there had already been maybe six or seven counter charges and counter charges, and at that point they were no longer walking on soil. They were walking on bodies.
The inside of the Rose Farm is basically a construction site right now as it gets a makeover. Once it's done, it'll be one of four houses that will be available essentially as an Airbnb rental. The Park Service is looking for private businesses or people to manage the sites. Each of the structures are in areas where fighting took place on the second day of the battle. One of the largest is the Bushman Farmhouse.
From what would be the front door area on the west side of the house, you have direct view over to Seminary Ridge.
Bushman was part of a rental program launched by the Park Service before the COVID-19 pandemic hit. Mart says it was a success in its limited run.
The comments that those who were able to stay here really reflected that it was to them an honor, an opportunity to get close to the battlefield. It also helps benefit the park and the longevity of these historic structures because we have the opportunity to have additional eyes and ears on these structures.
Mart says under that program, the NPS handled everything from booking to collecting fees to maintaining the building.
We were trying to do all of that ourselves with just one building. And we realized pretty quickly that that was unsustainable, that we couldn't be everywhere at once.
He says at least 211 historic lease projects exist across the national park system from coast to coast. One site is the Gateway National Recreation Area. It spans from Sandy Hook, New Jersey, to Breezy Point in New York City and includes beaches, green spaces, and cultural landscapes. Spokeswoman Daphne Yoon says it was one of the first urban national recreation areas.
The idea being that New Yorkers didn't have to go all the way across the country to visit a park. There's going to be a park in their backyard. So we are located in three of the five boroughs of New York City, Staten Island, Brooklyn, and Queens, as well as Sandy Hook, New Jersey.
Yoon notes Sandy Hook has the most buildings that people or businesses can rent, either short or long term, 35 historic structures in all. It's different from Gettysburg because it's more of a mixed use, ranging from a restaurant to a convenience store to Airbnb-type vacation rentals.
Sandy Hook was a military base and mainly used in World War II, and at that point was basically its own village, had, you know, housing, grocery stores, everything that a military base would have. So having all of this different type of use is not, you know, out of historic context.
Well, I think this key will work on all the doors.
Nope, not this one. It's around back.
Back at the Gettysburg battlefield, Martz bounds up the steps to the front porch of the Bushman farmhouse and opens the door.
So we entered through the kitchen, but everything is an attempt to maintain the look and feel of the mid-19th century. So none of the items are original. It's not like grandma's big white couch in the formal parlor that you're only allowed to look at and not actually sit in.
So just how exactly will this new leasing program at Gettysburg work? Well, a person or business could be selected to run it, meaning the day-to-day management, while the National Park Service would still own the property and maintain it. Tax money will go to the borough, township, and county. Martz also notes a portion of those dollars generated will go toward maintenance of historic structures throughout the park and the Eisenhower National Historic Site.
Any house, any barn, any outbuildings, summer kitchens, anything like that, it is very strict as to what that money can actually be used for. So it really is a situation where everyone can win.
Now, baked into the lease agreement will be some protections, such as if a guest causes extensive damage to the house or any furnishings. Back outside, Martz takes a look around.
It's a very somber, humbling experience.
He says he hopes the new leasing program will allow more people to experience this place in a whole new way.
So yeah, this is perfect for coffee, sunrise. But this would be a great place to watch.
The National Park Service is reviewing the proposal submitted to run the leasing program. If a person or business is selected, at least one of the properties could be ready for an overnight stay sometime this summer.